Ohio's unemployment rate was up last month. It was 4.5% in June, compared with 4.3% in May, the lowest level since July 2001. But the number of employed Ohioans increased a bit, too. An economist with the Buckeye Institute, Andrew Kidd, says the slightly higher number of unemployed Ohioans doesn't tell the whole story.
But really, that's just seeing more people enter the labor force. So we have more people searching for jobs because we really have an environment in Ohio that is pro-job growth.
Kidd notes many of the jobs that were new in June were temporary or in the service sector. But he says there's something else that could affect Ohio's jobless numbers in the future. Kidd says he's watching to see what impact the newly announced tariffs will have on Ohio.
You know, we did see 9,000 new jobs this month, but we saw some huge losses in both the construction sector and the trade sector. And those are two sectors where we kind of expect to see the tariff policies impacting. When you have job losses there, that kind of starts to then ripple throughout the rest of the economy. If you don't have construction, then you don't have new businesses or new apartments. And so population growth stunts. You don't have new businesses to help create new jobs.
Hannah Halbert of Policy Matters Ohio says she's concerned when she looks at the latest job numbers.
So if we look back to 2005, which is when the state did a huge tax overhaul, we have grown by 3.5% since then. The nation has grown by more than 11%. So there's this long-term trend of underperformance.
Halbert says she's also looking at the long-term income inequality in Ohio that she says has taken place since the end of the recession.
Ohio's top 1% has pocketed over 30% of the total income growth over those 9 years. So the top 1% in Ohio, on average, made more than 18 times the bottom 99%. And so that inequality piece doesn't get picked up in our job growth numbers, and that's hugely important, especially whenever we look at the June numbers and see that job growth really happened in leisure and hospitality.
As Ohio goes into the fall election season, candidates are likely to be scrutinizing upcoming numbers and providing their own points of view about what they mean. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.